What's up, loved ones? My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'll be your selector this evening, your selector and host. This is Neighborhood Love Radio, episode number 15. What's up, Los Angeles, California, United States, and beyond? What's up, world? I'm here with Bruno Hernandez, a.k.a. Bruno STP. He represents Setting the Pace Foundation. What's going on, dude?
How you doing?
Good, good. STP, Setting the Pace Foundation, they do a lot of good work, including Venice Art Walls. Working a lot with youth and other community activities, and all promoting art. We're going to talk in a little bit.
Now last time we made y'all stand up, we told you that you didn't need a dance, and you know that you got your soul together. So now that you got it together, we're gonna give it to you like this again. You ready, boy? Here we go. You got to handle it. Come on now. Go on, take what you need now. Yeah.
On Ragged Woman from the Fulfillingness says first finale, 1974. You know, Stevie plays all the instruments on that one, except the congas. This is Flowering Inferno, one of Quantic's side projects. Please enjoy. Inferno and Quantic. Quantic's a reggae project available to on his True Thoughts label. That tune was called Death of a Revolution. Before that, we heard Boogie on Reggae Woman by Stevie Wonder. Prior to that, starting off the set, Lowdown Stank by Los Angeles' own Breakestra off the Dust Till Dawn record, 2009. Dust Till Dawn, their third LP available via the Strut label. 1, 2, 3 songs. That brings us to where we are right now. I got Bruno Hernandez, a.k.a. Bruno STP. What's happening, dude?
How's it going?
Yeah. Let me see. Representing the Setting the Pace Foundation. Well, let's just start off with a brief qualification. Let me make sure I got this right. Setting the Pace Foundation. Nonprofit.
Yes, sir.
In doing events, various different events, mainly revolving around community and youth, and using art as your tool to sort of show kids a better way of life, do a little bit of fundraising, create some events, get people involved. Do I get that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're an arts-based nonprofit. We pretty much do anything community-based. We don't do as much fundraising as we'd like, but we definitely do a lot of things in the community. We work at we manage the Venice Art Walls. We steward that program. Uh-huh. We work at places like Yale High School, where we do like art classes. Okay. We teach murals. We teach canvas work. We touch a little bit of everything.
Okay. And what I think I dig about your organization is it's for real. I mean, you maintain a strong bind with like the genuine product as far as graffiti, murals. It's not just sort of a facsimile, you know what I mean? And as a non-graffiti artist, I mean, basically what I admire most about the graffiti artists is this dedication, because I mean, now there's a few dudes that make some money here and there, you know, they do commercial work or whatever, but I mean, largely it's just dudes that, and a few women, that generally have to have a passion for it, because it didn't make them any money, and moreover, I mean, their freedom and security was threatened being able to do it, and they still, with a passion, carried it through. So that's kind of cool that you keep those ties.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of our main priorities, I'd say. The fact that you can pretty much catch us still in the streets, you can catch us at events, you can catch us at the beach, you can catch us anywhere. I think that's what's great about our organization, the diversity of it, the fact that we don't do it just for money or for I guess you could say for the commercial side of it. We don't try to monetize it. It's really about the end user, the person, the artists that are involved, how it can help everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's something we're really passionate about. And the credibility part is definitely something huge for us and something we're very proud of.
I mean, you want to talk a little bit about Venice Art Walls. That's just one aspect of the organization here. You guys maintain the Venice Art Walls.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that. You took over the reins about a year ago or so?
Yeah, about a year ago, the organization that used to run it, Stosh from ICU Art, mm-hmm. They're also an arts-based organization, but they're more on the commercial side. They do different types of commissioned murals. So they had been running the program for 12 years, and they did a great job, established a great program, set up the guidelines. I mean, it was basically, they turned over a turnkey operation to us. Uh-huh. But Stosh had moved away, so the program was at risk. Different people weren't sure if they were going to start charging the public to use it or if they were just going to shut it down. Mm-hmm. They weren't exactly sure what direction the program was going to go. And so we were blessed at the time to have our nonprofit status, to get our 501(c)(3) status legitimized. And we were able to come in and kind of do it just for the community, for the art, for graffiti as a whole. Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to be able to protect a place in LA that not only tourists, not only people from out of town, but local artists could come and showcase, you know, master their trade. And
that's what I was thinking. I mean, because Venice itself is, I mean, everybody's been there, you know, in the Los Angeles area, but I mean, it's such a huge cultural center worldwide. I mean, people worldwide know about Venice, and so they got to have like certain strong community locally.
Yeah, absolutely. We get a ton of requests from people that come in from out of the country, from all over the United States that they just want to come to the art walls just to paint. So obviously for us to protect that as Los Angeles graffiti as a whole, to have that, I think it speaks volumes for everybody.
And it's free permits.
Yes, right? Sir, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How would, let me see, I know somebody could go to stpla.org, yeah, and or veniceartwalls.com, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, so you just go up to the program, you go up to the walls there in between the basketball courts and the skate park, mm-hmm. And you basically just bring your paint, come on down, you know, there's four walls that you can paint, plus some cones for like more, say you want to do something really quick, just blow off some steam, uh-huh. You want to have a little bit of fun. Mm-hmm. You're able to do that. Okay, and it's free of charge Saturday, Sunday from 10 to sundown. So mm-hmm. During the summer, we're there till about 7, 8 at night.
Bring your sunscreen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Come take a look at all the different crazy stuff that's going on the boardwalk. So, yeah. I mean, it's...
And bring your sunglasses, not for the sun, but so you don't get in trouble with your girlfriend. Because
I know that all too well.
Yeah. There's a lot of good-looking people down there.
Yeah,
cool. And so, yeah, that's kind of a big deal, though, the Venice Art Walls, because, I mean, that's such a huge, important area, and for them to basically entrust you with this, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Have you met with the, what's the response? Because there's a lot of locals, and I know a lot of locals have been there for a long time, right?
You know, I think that's something that's also, we've been really fortunate, the fact that the locals have embraced us. We being in STP, being in the graffiti game for going on 26 years now, obviously we have strong ties to the community. We're also affiliated with a crew called USK down there that's mm-hmm. also has strong affiliations on the west side. So with that, I think people understand that we're just one of them. You know, we're just the regular guys that they grew up with. They've seen us growing up. So I think that's a lot. It speaks a lot for them to know that we're accessible and that we're not there to try to, again, like use them in any way, shape, or form, or try to monetize it in a way that we're going to sell them out. We respect Venice. We respect the culture. We respect everything. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're going to, you can find out more information by going to stpla.org or veniceartwalls.com. We're going to come back and talk a little bit. I know we got some more to talk about. Thank you, Lil Dorms.
Mad Liberator. Deaf Operator. Rock the data. Amazing flavor. Yo, the way I feel. Sometimes it's too hard to sit still. Things are so passionate, times are so real. Sometimes I try to chill, mellow down, blow a smoke. A smile on my face, but it's really no joke. You feel it in the street, the people breathe without hope. They're going through the motion, they're dimming down the focus. The focus get clear, then the light turns sharp, and the eyes grow teary, the mind grow weary. I speak it so clearly, sometimes y'all don't hear me. I push it past the bass, no nations got to feel me. I feel it in my bones, black, I'm so wide awake that I'm hardly ever asleep. My flow forever deep in his volumes of scriptures when I breathe on a beat. My presence speak volumes before I say a word. I'm everywhere, penthouse, pavement, the curb. Cradle to the grave, so cathedral of a shell. Universal ghetto life, holla black, you know it well. Quiet storm, vital form, pen push the bright across. Mind is a vital force, high level right across. Soul is the lion's roar, voice is the siren. I swing round, ring out, and bring down the tyrant. Chop a small axe and knock a giant lopsided. The world is so dangerous, there's no need for frightening. Suckers shine high like the struggle won't find them. Then the sun busts through the cloud to clearly remind them this A-where. Penthouse, pavement, the curb. Cradle to the grave, talk of each of a shell. Universal ghetto life, holla black, you know it well. What it is, you know, they know what it is. We know, y'all know what it is. Ecstatic, there it is. Huh, what it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, it is. Mm,
peace,
fantastic.
Original. And always on time. And rocking your mind. It's like.
Sit and come relax. Riddle of the Mac. It's the patch. I'm a soldier in the middle of Iraq. What say about Noonish? Coming out the whip and looking at me curious. A young Iraqi kid. Carrying laundry. What's wrong, G? Hungry?
No, give me my oil. Get out my country.
And in Arabian, barking other stuff till his moms come grab him and they walk off in a rush. Distrust, feeling like I was pissed up on Moon. I'm like, surely hope that we can fix our differences soon. Bye. Buying apples, hun, breaking on.
Fruit, you take everything. Why not just take the damn fruit like pasta?
I don't understand it. On another planet? 15 months of this stuff, how I'm gonna manage? And increasing this sentiment, gentlemen, getting down on their Middle Eastern instruments. Realize trapping this crowd, huh? Walk over, kicked one of my fabulous raps.
Naughty, naughty.
Arab jaw drop, they well wish they glad rap. Now the kid considered like an Elvis of Baghdad.
What it is, what it is.
إيه بعد عندهم فوتو تب واحد يضحك واحد يبكي
تولي باتو
إيه أنا اللي باتو ها ها
What it is, you know, they know what it is. We know, y'all know what it is. Ecstatic, there it is. Huh, what it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is.
Keep on fucking you.
Oh, baby.
Function. Fun is the name of the tune. They're playing LA Funk Fest with Parliament Funkadelic Saturday, August 17th at the Greek, I believe. Prior to that, we heard Let It Go featuring Roxy Ray. The Liberators was the band. That's available as a single, but if you like that tune, you can really what I recommend is finding a good compilation called City Lounge Volume 9. Just really the whole comp is really good. Contains an abundance of great soul and funk from New York, London, Paris, Berlin. And starting off the set was Auditorium with The Ruler by Mos Def from the Ecstatic record. Kind of a low-key record, but really solid release. It's produced by Madlib on the Downtown Music label. Bruno, so we talked a little bit about STP. We're going to probably talk a little bit more about it, but where were you born?
San Fernando Valley. Pretty much raised Burbank, North Hollywood area, but I moved out to South LA pretty early on, around 12, 13, so I ended up at Southgate Junior High, Jordan High, and Watts, why not?
Okay, and were you, as an artist, did you find your eye early in terms of the arts? Were you always kind of an artist?
No, what's funny is actually probably the furthest from being an artist. I'm from SCP, but back then we were just taggers, you know, so we went through the whole stage of, you know, the
bus. Would you say that's kind of common?
Absolutely. Yeah. Almost every artist you could see, every mainstream graffiti artist that you know, it started with a tag. So we were bus taggers. We were just, you know, kids growing up, trying to find our way, trying to figure out kind of our niche. So it took a while, I guess you could say, before I got more into the arts. But it's actually more recently, but early on, Skill from UTI, who's a big figurehead in Los Angeles graffiti history, he's actually my cousin. So we actually saw UTI when it was born and as it grew, and he was a big influence on STP. He kind of showed us, taught us early on what we were into. So we went from like a progression of like breakdancing to skateboarding to to graffiti. Uh-huh. And then unfortunately, you know, later on into like the gang stuff and all that. You know, it's just Los Angeles, growing up Los Angeles.
Yeah, I got it. And would you say you're encouraged, like in your own home, like as far as art, as far as the arts?
I was encouraged definitely with graffiti. Uh-huh. I don't know about the arts. Obviously, Skill was really artistic. He was way ahead of us on that part. Uh-huh.
Did you recognize it as being the arts or artistic at the time?
No, actually, you know, what's funny is that I was actually against it early on. But you got to imagine I'm 12, 13.
Sure. Yeah.
So a guy doing a mural, he wastes, he uses 10, 15 cans to do one mural. I would say, well, you think about how much, you know, graffiti I could do with that. So so I wasn't really into the art. It took some time for me to really appreciate it. I always respected it and I admired it. And I could tell you that that there was a lot of early on murals that did inspire me and made me think of a lot of different things and pushed us kind of in a direction. So we started really painting, I want to say like 89, 90. Like that's what the years where like STP started to grow a lot more artistically. Mm-hmm. I think things changed. People took different directions. Some people, like I mentioned, went into the gangs, mm-hmm. but a lot of them really got into the arts, started really, really painting, really mm-hmm. piecing.
And as far as calligraphy and things like that, lettering and all that, what were some early, would you say you had any kind of early influences?
For me, absolutely. I think here in Pico Union District, mm-hmm. The K2S, the STNs, their early on gang writing was a big influence on our art. Obviously, growing up with some of the biggest artists in LA, we got to see some of the best styles. Mm-hmm. So we were influenced early on by a lot of the old 818 writers, L, Snap, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of different people that were a big influence on all of us. I think everybody was kind of learning. There wasn't something that we could reference that was, let's say, like today. Today we can laugh and look back and say the old school stuff. Well, back in the early 80s or the mid 80s, there really wasn't anything to reference.
Yeah.
So it was trial by error, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I always thought it was kind of interesting because, I mean, you know, obviously New York and, you know, dotted around the West Coast, but I'm not really sure, like, as far as north or south of LA, like, what rivaled what was going on here, but I just saw it here, but I did see that when I'd look at books and magazines and then, you know, see distinctive two types of lettering.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like, the West LA, like, the West Side had more of, like, New York base. Mm-hmm. New York, I guess you could say, inspired type graffiti, more colorful, different things, and I could say east of the 405, more like the inner city, you could mm-hmm. say. It had a lot stronger, gang influence, you could say, the writing. You could obviously tell the styles, the connecting styles. Where I grew up in Huntington Park, Southgate, NTS was a big crew, and that was a big influence on me early on, along with Snap. And we all kind of learned like that. It was more like, I guess you could say, like a hurried style, like a rush connector, like, you know, you were just out to bomb. So, yeah, it was, you know,
bubble letters.
Yeah, those were really before bubble letters. Back then, it was you can get away with one letter, you know. It's funny, like, we talk about our friend Whisk, you know, who was famous for two letters, you know, WK everywhere. Scale did SK, I did a B. So you can get away with one letter because it wasn't saturated, so everybody knew who that was. But so just different times.
And as far as, did you have any heroes, like, at that time? I'm not talking about, like, people you sort of admire, but, like, a genuine hero that now... let's face it, man, you got some stature, you know, you got a place in the community. Anyone that you got to meet that you're, like, maybe starstruck would be too strong a word, but just, like, shit, you know, like, I got to meet this guy or girl.
Well, you know what, to be honest with you, I think growing up, it's funny, like, our heroes are the people we hope to emulate. Obviously, we're you know, athletes or Tony Montana, some Scarface guy, you know, so... So I think growing up, it was kind of tough. It wasn't, you didn't really have, like, again, the older generation of graph writers. So like, everybody was pretty much your peer. So what's funny to that question is that today I meet guys and I look back and I say, wow, like, you know, like my friend Mozart of KWS, you know, it's like, wow, like all these stories you hear about them and here they are now, you know, Hex, you know, a huge part of LA graph. I think today, I don't know if I guess I really, really respect and admire a lot of these people because I know the wars they've been through. I know the time they put in, the effort. They might not get as much publicity as far as, like, commercially, but in the city, people know who they are. People know what they've been through.
I want to mention the ways you could contact and find out more about some upcoming events. And I got a couple events to talk about that are connected with STP. First of all, again, if you want to inquire more about events and getting free permits and so on about in Venice, VeniceArtWalls.com is the place to go. If you want to look a little bit more into the STP, Setting the Pace, LA.org.
STPLA.org or Venice Art Walls.
STPLA.
Yeah, and you can find us both on Facebook and Twitter and everything else.
Yeah. Instagram, I think that's where a lot of, because it's more visual.
Yeah.
You guys got Instagram as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Venice Art Walls on Instagram, Bruno STPLA on Instagram.
Awesome. A couple events. There's a lot. You guys are busy. Let's start off, I think probably what I'd like to ask you about really quickly, because we're going to come back to music soon, is the Battle for Los Angeles. Basically, the breakdown is eight of LA's top graffiti artists. They're judged on originality, technique, use of space, letter. Oh, no, yeah, you can only use blue outline and silver fill-in, plus one other artist's choice of the color.
Exactly. It's actually 13, it's been updated to 13 of the biggest crews in Los Angeles that are going to battle. Besk from UCA, he actually put together this event. So it's actually, like, I want to say... It could turn out to be one of the most memorable events here in Los Angeles graffiti history. You have three well-known artists, Els, Dice, and Key, that are going to judge it, and based on the criteria you just mentioned. So that's going to be exciting. That's August 3rd here in LA. Excellent. On the Graph Lab.
Let's get back into a little bit of tunes. This is the Isley Brothers, Superstar is the name of the tune, produced by R. Kelly. And who's that girl that can cook and got some good loving? And who's that girl that can take her down and our man and turn him into something? You are a superstar. Whoa. For real, you are a superstar. Whoa. Tell me, who's that man with them 20 inches under that wide body bends? And that man sitting in VIP just a thuggin'. And who's that man all the ladies are kissing and hugging? Tell me, who's that man that the whole ghetto is loving? So sexy. And who's that girl that's got me wanting her next to me? And who's that girl that with one look can knock me off my feet? And who's that girl that can take me straight into her ecstasy? You are what you are.
full grown. Ooh. And who's that man that claims the world to be his own? Ooh. And who's that man with a gentle heart and a pleasant tone? Ooh. But when you mess with his money, he's quick to go upside your door. You're a superstar. Believe me, real for real. You gotta let it show. The world is yours. You gotta take control. Sing it loud so everyone knows. Just take the key and then lock the door. You are your superstar. Yes, you are. For real. Thank you.
get together. Oh my heaven, no, we gon' take it high to human nation. Gonna know, won't be long before we gon' make it right, y'all. We gon' make it better. Won't be long before we gon' make it right. Hold on, stay strong in your
incredible Jose James, Make It Right, from the No Beginning, No End record out earlier this year. He's playing Friday, September 13th at the Troubadour. Bruno, thanks so much for coming in, man.
That was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Sure thing. And just once again, loved ones, you can find the great work that Setting the Pace Foundation does at stpla.org. Venice Walls, you can find out more at veniceartwalls.com. And we didn't get as much chance to talk about some of the other upcoming events, but I'll be posting those on the Facebook page. Battle for Los Angeles, you can find more information. That's a fascinating idea, by the way. You can find out more information at silverandtruebluebattle.com, and there'll be links at neighborhood-love.com.
I just want to wish good luck to Cyber and Christ. They're the team representing SDP, Plek and Dove representing UTI, and Trickster and Bazaar that are going to represent West Coast. All close friends of mine.
Right.
I'm sorry, Pride, too, from SK. All of them. We're all big happy family.
All
big
right.
Graffiti family.
Cool. Neighborhood Love Radio. Thank you so much, loved ones. Good night.